Lord of thy goodness, give me thyself, for you are enough for me. If I were to ask anything less, I would always remain in need. Only in you do I have everything. Paraphrasing Julian of Norwich, when she discovered that she who had asked earlier for three wounds, the wound of compassion, the wound of contrition, and the wound of seeking after God, could never be satisfied unless the Satisfier himself were to take complete possession of her. She observed a small thing as a hazelnut in the palm of her hand and saw that it was all that was made. She saw that God made it, God loved it, and because of this God kept it. It was everything that was made held in her palm. Brings us down to size, doesn't it? And don't we need it? Magnifies him and his goodness and power. The glory of God is the goodness of God. God is good. We're quick to forget, if we ever knew, that he made us for himself and restores us to himself for that very reason, that we might be one with him again, according to his original pattern. That it is his great goodness that sustains us, keeps us, and the universe around us. We will never be completely at peace or at ease until our hearts find rest in him alone. Augustine, I think, was the one who penned that one. No matter what we seek to fill our hearts with, he's so designed us that they will never satisfy. Only he can do that. But he waits. Everything's voluntary. He waits for us to find out that nothing satisfies permanently except him. And once we experience him and his great goodness, ruined, spoilt for anything else, undone. When we come to the place where we can let go of all the toys our hearts have craved and allow him to be everything he desires to be for us, in us and through us, rest is our portion. This way up. Forever.